This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
This is a throwback Zoom episode of the Oprah Rose Show, episode 207.
208.
208.
She don't even know what episode it is.
Yeah, so, you know, we had to do a little, you know, pre-damn COVID because we're in it. Virtual, coming live to you virtually episode, not in person, but, well, Dee Dee and I are together, but
I'm jealous.
This is on the West Coast.
We miss you, G.
We do.
More.
We'll be back all together for the next.
I can't wait.
Few episodes.
And if you're in New York, make sure y'all come out to the So Shameless live show on October the 10th.
Yes.
And come see the dolls and come hang with TT, Gigi, and Dee Dee.
Yes, we will all be there October 10th. There's more information on their social pages. but yes, make sure you come check us out live and in person too. We'll be there. With the So Shameless,
yeah, and Harder Soft Pod.
Yes.
Oh, Harder Soft is doing. They're gonna be there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the whole. It's like a whole thing.
They're gonna be there too.
Yeah, like yes, Ray J. They are.
Not Ray J.
They're gonna be there. Anytime somebody talks like that, it reminds me of like a Cali accent because my sister does it.
I do it.
Those
here,
hard, like I'm waiting for to start crumping and shit. Like, yeah.
But not you actually over there crumping.
Right. I wait for him to start crumping, child. I didn't know.
It's funny because I actually want to go on Harder Soft podcast, but I don't want to really say much because I feel like it's so raunchy.
It's incredibly raunchy.
And I
told them that I would be the worst guest ever. I was like, I'm not going to talk about anything. Like, it's boring over here. So.
Not as
like everybody be like, oh, I got this and that. No, I don't. It's very vanilla over here. Right. It would not be an entertaining episode.
I mean, that's a point of view, vanilla.
Yeah. But don't nobody want to hear about that. People want to hear, like, I don't even know, like macaroni and cheese. People want to hear sleaze and you know, a Zane novel. They ain't trying to hear no damn regular ass sex.
Yeah, and I feel like they're just going to ask me a bunch of gay sex questions.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you would be so uncomfortable. Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about gay sex. It's the same sex everybody else has.
Yeah, but I feel like because they have different sex.
That's porn method or porn gay sex.
Tahoe and Orlando have different sex. I really truly do believe that. I don't know.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to the homies. October will be fall. I feel like we're in fall now.
We're in fall.
Yeah.
Gee, how does fall feel in LA? Because I feel like fall is not a thing.
It is a thing though. Because really? You know, yeah. I mean, obviously it always gets more chillier at night.
Yeah.
Even during the summer. You know, it'll be like a mid-60. But then in the fall, it could get down all the way to like the 40s at night.
Oh, wow.
It's yeah. Well, that's more winter. Excuse me, not fall. That's more winter.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So it's like, I think this week it was like only a high of 73 and then like a low of like 58. So like we're starting to feel.
But I thought people were saying it was hot in LA this week because it was cool here.
No, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all cool. do have a little bit of a fall, but
yeah,
no leaves fall.
It's not significant.
Not leaves.
Ain't no leaves fall.
I think yesterday I seen people on with long sleeves on it all day, like jackets. Okay. They also really dramatic here, and I think I'm turning into one of those dramatic people.
I get it. It's given keep a coat in your car because you never know.
Yeah, you keep a jacket for sure. Mm-hmm.
But I love the long sleeve short combo. Like that's
I do too. Love it.
Oh, yeah. That combo right there. I could do that every day.
Same. And then, I do that every day.
Look, she's LA. You get a little sun on you. You hike them sleeves up real quick.
Oh my God.
That's it.
Yeah, I do love, but yeah, because LA be actually low key cold as shit though at night. Yeah.
But it's funny though, because I went to this party earlier this week and it was at a rooftop. Actually, TV was there. You and I have been there before. Highlight Room.
I think that's the only place in LA that they do parties. I'm beginning to think because there was something else there. I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Where is Highlight Room? I don't think I've been.
It's above the Dream Hotel. So during the day, it's like a pool. And, you know, it's a restaurant around the pool, or you could sit around the pool and eat. But then at night, they like cover the pool and then they put table sections out there and it's a whole thing.
It's a scene.
Yeah. And so I went, but anyway, it was nighttime and I wasn't cold and I had like, you know, like spaghetti straps or whatever. And I guess they have heated lamps, but it's weird because I'm like, damn, it's usually like chilly, but it was fine. But also because probably it was so many Black people up there. But anyway, I wanted to say that I was out and I was out with my man and I didn't realize the dogs be so thirsty, you know, like I see women talk to him all the time. Like, it's not a problem, but I think it's just incredibly disrespectful when like bitches actually like hit on your nigga in your face. Have y'all experienced that?
Girl,
I'm sure y'all have because y'all got these popular ass boyfriends.
Yeah. I guess
I didn't realize my nigga was that popular or fine. I was like, didn't he be like, fine to these bitches? Okay.
You just realizing your nigga's fine. Meanwhile, we'd be like, we don't even want these problems, and you would throw him right the fuck back. Like, you would literally be like, actually, change my mind. Don't want it no more.
You can have it, sis.
Yeah, it's given. You can have it. Yeah. Like,
So she was like in your nigga's face. And which did you like say anything? Like,
I did because I ain't no pussy. Oh, you know, and I was really like thinking in the back of my head, like, dang, I haven't wanted to fight in a very long time. And it wasn't that I wanted to fight her. It was just that like I am pressing you. Like if you gonna be a froggy, like I dare you to leave. I will fuck your ass up in this place. And I haven't felt that way in so
long.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm too grown. Like the fuck I ain't got time to be going to jail.
That means she was doing the most though.
She was doing a lot. Yeah. It made me upset. And I saw the bottle at my table and I was just like, bitch, I will bust you over your head with this.
And I think and I hate to be like, the more it happens, the less you are as incensed about it. Like you're never. Yeah. Mm. So for you to be like, that's like, you know, like you said, that's like, you've seen it, but not in that aspect. Because I very clearly remember, I saw a girl last night, actually.
Oh, Lord.
That she wasn't even trying to holler, but we were in a very heated conversation one time outside of a venue. And she like walked up and trying to make conversation. And I was like, don't you see us in the middle of something? Like, what the fuck? So then the second time I see her, maybe a month ago, I'm sorry, a month after that, or maybe 2 months after that, he went to introduce me and I literally was like, I'm good. Like, and she was like looking like, what? And I was like, nah, I'm good. It's the same girl. Like, I don't need to be friends with you. I don't need to be introduced to you. And also it's up and it's fucking stuck. Yeah. Don't speak to her.
Right.
Then last night we get introduced and then I wanted to be phony and we both acted like we had never met each other. And I was like, so apparently I told him today, he said that he was someplace, somebody tried to introduce them and she was like, yeah, your girlfriend don't like me. He was like, yeah, she don't. He was like, I'm not. So I was like, oh, so she really did know last night. Right. Like it was up and it stuck. And I was just trying to be nice because of our mutual friend. And I was like,
I've definitely gotten that charge where somebody went up to 6'6 Poppy and was like, your boyfriend don't like me. And I'm like, it must be you.
Yeah, like, it must be you. Right. And if I do, so what?
Right.
Don't fight. I would say fight me. But
yeah. I ain't trying to fight. I ain't getting no assault charge over. Yeah. You look, trying to look. Now, if the things progress, I'm gonna get that charge. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Exactly.
But you know, I've had it for a while because also my nigga is like 6'6". So yeah. I feel like people just innately are just like staring at him, mm-hmm. want to know how tall he is.
Yeah, your nigga fine. Him.
And so I think in even the beginning of our relationship, I did have a problem with it where I would want to press a bitch like, yeah. what, you can back up.
Yeah.
Like you're a little too close, but I'm so used to it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I think like, you assess it, right?
Right. Right.
Like, I was somewhere and I was like, she's a little too friendly. And then you know how you go to grab the brim of somebody's hat?
Yeah.
I was like, I'll air this whole bitch out. I fucking let everybody, I was chilling until you did that shit. I was literally like, hi.
But bitch. I had to realize. Up.
The dogs are really thirsty out here.
They are. Niggas. And I had to remember to not take that out on my nigga. Like,
fuck that. It's up and it's stuck. No, it's up and it's stuck for you because you should know better.
It's not his fault. He's fine.
You should know better.
I looked at him like, you supposed to be like, at least stepping back. Like, at least.
Yeah, no.
But don't then I was just like, you know what? It's fine. Whatever. I'm letting you know. Like, I'm letting you know.
No, I will say though, be mean. Like,
I don't give a fuck. Hurt these bitches' feelings. I don't care.
When it happened to me this past weekend, not happened to me, but like somebody was like all in his face kind of thing. He started dancing with me to like let the boy know, like, yeah. hey, like I'm with my nigga. Like, yeah. are you new here? I've been with him for years. Kind of thing. And the boy was still persistent. And so it was one of those definite situations like you are thirsty.
Wow.
Yeah. You just don't even give a fuck. Mm-hmm.
Like me and him was in the club making out. Like that's why it's
what?
Like
at one point, PDA.
You were giving a hella PDA up in there. And so it's like, I'm like, okay, no.
This yeah, is come really on like now. In there kissing and shit.
Yeah.
Like it's lipstick all over his face type shit. Like my lipstick was all over his mouth.
Oh my God. Yeah, we both sat there.
I didn't even traces of my lipstick.
Shut up.
At the 20.
Oh my God. Yeah, but dry, I mean, you know, I think we all know it, but it is like to that point, I do think I was having this conversation last night. Like it is so difficult. I feel like to meet men or like I was at a bar with our homegirl and I was looking and I'm like, ain't no fucking fine men in here. Like yeah. this one nigga had on a sweatsuit and pointy boots. I said, oh, I'm gonna be in my relationship forever. Like pointy boots.
No pointy boots.
Nigga snake skin point. He Ooh. Thought he was doing it. Had like snake skin pointy boots and like legitimately like a like Letterman thing and like I don't even know. And I'm like that type of shit I am very particular about. And I was like yeah, it's like, oh no, I can't be ashamed of what you about to walk out of when we go out the house.
That's true. That's real.
Wow.
But it is to that point. It literally probably is that hard. And you do have to be aggressive if you see something that you like. It's like, well, I don't know. Are you happy? It's probably giving that. But
it was that she was definitely giving that.
Yeah, like people don't be kidding. Look, ask Monica Lewinsky, child. She ain't care. That damn little impeachment show.
Oh my gosh. Oh, impeachment.
She's so good. Monica said the leader of the free world could get it. Okay.
I don't give a fuck. Okay.
And she was an intern.
Yeah. An intern. So did they get paid?
Did you get paid? As an intern?
But the White House is different. I would think they have different rules.
I mean, they probably get paid.
Yeah, this was also the 90s. I don't know.
I don't know.
If this was pre-college credit. So, I don't know.
I thought that they were like...
Actually, no. I don't know if she got paid as an intern, but then she did get hired for a job. Right.
I thought that they were like...
Oh, yeah. She got hired at the Pentagon.
Clearance, like, because of the clearance level and stuff. I don't know. I thought they were, like, intern was just, like... a very low grade assistant, maybe. But also assume that I have no idea. And obviously, we're talking about what is it? American Crime Story.
The impeachment.
Yeah.
For Bill Clinton with his scandal with the Monica Lewinsky.
Which you know, it was slow at first, but it's so good, and it's like all these things that we did not know at 12 years old. Like Bill was a player.
Even
Bill
when he was
out here taking these bitches down.
Damn.
He was given. I don't know. It was given kind of predatory though. I like
that. Young, like you, an intern age, like she's in her at least early, like late teens, early 20s. They never talk about how old Monica was.
Yeah, they didn't. They did.
I'm very interested, like how old Monica was during the scandal. I mean, if you watch the show, she does come off very young in the sense of like the things that she but says. But her apartment,
when she went
from Beverly Hills, her mother, she's Jewish, so she had bread. She come from money.
Okay.
Oh, when she saw her mother was like, go to sleep, baby.
Yeah, yes. I was like,
just go to sleep.
Because Linda Tripp, baby, she is miserable.
Girl, Linda is a hot fucking mess. She don't got shit going. All she eat is TV dinners every night.
And her slim fast in the morning.
Linda is the perfect example of coworkers who need a fucking life so they can mind their business. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just so obsessed with everybody else's life and what everybody else was doing because she had no life. Like, it was giving her kids didn't even like her.
Her kids ain't even like her. And I'm sure they couldn't have liked her after that because... Yeah.
She devoted all her time to it too.
Yeah.
But I think the thing about Linda too is like she was wronged in a way.
Yeah.
Where she was trying to like come back into this prominence and being in the West Wing. Mm-hmm. Like her boss committed suicide.
And but they probably already didn't like her. So you know when they don't like you, any excuse, the first excuse to get rid of you, that's what they're going to use. That's what they're going to
say. I actually think that's what they said. Yeah,
that's what they
the black woman said, no one likes you here.
Yeah. So it's like,
we're definitely not likable.
We tolerated you because you were probably good. We didn't have claims to fire you. So now that he's gone, you're out of here. Right. Like, she was child.
But Sarah Paulson playing the character of Linda Tripp, give her the Emmy now.
I'm watching American Horror Story as well as that. And I watched both of them back to back and almost forgot that it was the same person. Like, she's so good. Oh, she's so good. Yeah, she's been in every, I think she's in what, every season of American Horror Story, right?
Maybe. I have never.
After, oh, I've
not seen her.
Yeah, after the first season, I think she's in every episode, she's in the bulk of the American Horror Story.
Yeah, she's the one character, the one person who carries the ride, for sure.
Wow.
She's so good. Yeah, give her. Because, you know, the Emmys only give it to white people anyway. So there's that.
Although I ain't had no problems with Mayor Easttown winning, though. That was incredible.
Oh, it was so good.
I had no issues with that either.
But you not go, you know, all of this kind of like, what's that word when you not placate? I can't think of performative. I know it was a P word.
Yeah.
Like all this Black Lives Matter stuff to me, sometimes it's like, all right, cool. Don't do it just to say you did it and then not give us the accolades. And I think that goes for everything, not even just obviously awards. Like, and a lot of this is, it's like, you think you can just, brands can slap a, you know, hashtag Black Lives Matter sticker on something and put up a black square and that's it. Like, I think, you know, we've talked about this a little
bit before.
And it's like, these companies still, it's like, y'all are still doing the same exact things. Like I said, do not have all these black people show up to these awards and do all this stuff. And then we're not honest with our friends.
Yeah. And I think the dude from The Crown won Best Supporting Actor. I know they took home a lot and I didn't watch it. I can't speak on how good it was.
I thought that they should have won every award that they got.
I could not get into it.
But I just loved Michael K. Williams' performance in Lovecraft Country. So that was just like a little heartbreaking for me.
Yeah. If he was white, they would have given it to him. One, he deserved it. And if you were white, they would have. They absolutely would have given. I can never pronounce that word. Another P word that's going to take me out. Posthumous. I think that's how you say it. But they would have given him that award.
Yeah.
That just off the notion of
that. Off of that alone.
Right.
No, and this is, I mean, not to compare, but like when Keith Ledger died, like.
Didn't he get all them awards?
Yes.
He did.
But he also deserved it. I feel like if he was alive, he still would have got it too.
I don't know.
He's also white.
He's white. Yeah, we don't know. If it was a black person, we could maybe compare it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I didn't watch The Crown, you know, but I did watch Mayor of Easttown and so I wasn't disappointed at them winning it over Journey Smollett because I believe she was.
Yeah. I mean, but Kate Winslet, I didn't even know it was Kate Winslet until. Yeah. Towards the end of the season.
Are you serious?
Literally, because she doesn't sound like her at all.
But she looks just like
her. I didn't know it was her. I had no
idea. Seriously?
I didn't know that was a Titanic.
You don't watch the credits? You watch the credits?
Right.
Girl,
or seen an ad. Like I had
no idea that was...
I also love a white people HBO drama. So like, I was like waiting for it. Like, and to think, like I said, I stopped watching that. Could not get into it. And my brother's wife was like, no, revisit it. And then once I got to the third episode, I was like, okay, no, this is actually so good.
It's incredible. Really good. Yeah.
They just took their time with character development. That's for sure.
Yeah, so good. Because you know my other little white show you don't like, Scenes from America.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who plays
it? Chefs, Jessica Chastain, and I can't remember the other guy. And I was having a conversation with somebody that he like does film, and like he was breaking it down in ways that I would never see, but like, I if y'all watch it, reach out. Look, I would, you know, it's me responding.
Reach out to CC, please, only
because
her.
Because oh my God.
What I will say is from like, and I'm by no means am I like an actor. I'm just speaking more from like, I just don't care to really watch this. But like those one scenes that's incredibly long, like I think that that's like, it's really good, I guess, regular acting, if I had to like say that. It's very like, they don't do too much like scene changes. It's like, this is what it is. And you're going to get an hour of this hard ass acting between two.
Oh, it's people. Almost like a play.
It's based literally, and it's yeah, just like a play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's based on a book. I can't remember if they made it into a play as well, but it's based on a book. So each episode actually starts off with them with the little like black and white thing.
Yeah, and I love that. That's like, really
cool. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Like, and so the crew and stuff. You see them getting prepared.
Oh, so it does make you feel like you're watching a play.
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly. And it's called scene. So, and it's literally act one, act two. Yeah. So it's just like,
yeah,
you know, a visual play, if you will,
in this moment of time in America.
Exactly, because it's seen. Exactly, because it's
is it heavy?
Yes,
it's very heavy.
Very.
And I think that that's really kind of why I don't mind heavy stuff. It was just like, okay, enough, you know. So me, like, but I think from like, from just general like thespian work, I think that it is incredible work. Like, I think that what the actors are doing is really, really good. The way that they're framing it, I'm just not really interested to watch it any further.
I think I'm good.
It's good. I watch it with like bated breath every episode.
Is it HBO?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. HBO Max.
She's the girl.
Yes, she is.
When they rebranded from HBO Go and HBO whatever the other one was, and made Max. Yeah. Oh, they came through and was like, Netflix, who?
Yeah, no, they did. They did.
They really did. And so my other shit, I know you don't like it, T. Sweet Life.
So y'all can't. So while y'all talk about this, I'm going to go to McDonald's. I'm going to go to McDonald's too.
You got $10.
I got $10 to go to McDonald's. I'm so hungry. And I'm going to get me, you said Sweet Life. So I'm going to get me. I'm a little hungover, so I'm gonna get a quarter pounder with cheese, no pickles, no onions.
You always fries. Want a quarter pounder, girl.
Always.
How much is a quarter pounder come up to? About five?
Yeah, and I don't know. We're gonna figure it out.
It's probably $6 now.
And I need a sundae with it. And then you know what? Maybe I could get back into the Sweet Life.
Oh, okay. After you eat your sundae.
After I eat my sundae from Mickey D's, I'm getting a sweet tea.
I'm getting the chocolate chip cookies.
Come on, chocolate chip
cookies. The chocolate chip cookies people be sleeping on at McDonald's. They're so good. They're soft.
I've never had their chocolate chip.
I have. Yeah, I was like, I have.
People sleep like that's not something that you look at the menu and be like, let me get the chocolate chip cookies.
I was telling G, I tried to go last week to McDonald's to get ice cream, but I had to make another stop and I didn't want to eat in my car. But like, I was like, oh, I need a sundae. I need some ice cream so bad. I needed a little pick me up after work.
Then caramel sundae still goes. Wait, did y'all? Yeah, never mind. Anyway, then caramel sundae still go.
It's delicious. So I will go get my McDonald's while you get into the Sweet Life, since I don't really watch that.
Well, the Sweet Life is based on an area that G actually lives in.
Yeah. It's
all the kids from like Baldwin Hills, View Park.
Did we talk about it before?
I don't know. Have we talked about it?
I don't think we have.
I feel like we talked about it in our like group text.
Okay.
Maybe we talked about it dropping. We're talking about some shit up in there. But I adore The Sweet Life, and it's little kid drama. I'm sorry to call them little kid. I know they're early 20s, but it's not my friend group drama. And the reunion was this past week.
It was a little spicy.
Where they had to kind of just come together and talk about, you know, the season itself. And they're a big friend group. And if you watch the show, the finale, it was giving Clash of the Friend Group. Like, You were either on one side or the other.
So who had issues? I tried. I watched the first episode. I couldn't get into it. But
so Gerald and Ty. What's her full name?
Tylan.
Tylan, yes. They were really close friends. And they knew each other. I guess they probably knew each other somewhat the longest, or they had like
that was his longest. That's her longest friend on the show. So on she's the show. The longest.
Gerald is from Ladera Heights and Ty is from Inglewood. But she has a boyfriend and she kind of initiated or brought him into the friend group. And Gerald does a podcast. Shout out to Gerald and his podcast.
Gerald the nigga with the
He's not the one with the car. He got like a little high top fade a little bit, like kind of curly.
It's kind of curly. He has
the one that has a girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah. He has a girlfriend. So he has a podcast. And then on the episode, he has Jordan, who is the guy with the car and the
CLB heart.
And they basically had like a clash.
Television.
I don't like big lips. Like,
I'm sorry. I have big lips.
Yeah, but his are like I don't know.
You're so mean. Why are you talking about that boy? Like, he can't help his lips look like that. He do got some
Duke coolers.
Well, I was gonna say PSLs, but that's me.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Look, oh my God.
I guess you can say that. I don't get offended when somebody says that I have
Think you have big lips, so that's the thing.
No, I think your lips are perfect.
When I was growing up, so it's always been a thing for me.
But I never once looked at you and be like, look at the big ass lips on Daryl's face.
Right, but yeah, you kind of look at Jordan and think that. No,
yeah, his are huge. They take up half his face.
They probably eat coochie really good, but I feel like
Becky was trying to allude to.
Yeah, yeah. And
Becky is
like pillows on your pussy.
I'm dead.
Anyway, sorry, tangent. Anyway, so Jordan has this successful brand called Hypeland, and they're basically discussing the concept of privilege comes up in the conversation on the podcast. And I cannot remember Tylan's boyfriend name at the top. Jalen. Okay. Jalen, he's not as privileged as Jordan. He comes from Inglewood.
He got it out the mud.
And so he basically was saying to Jordan, like, you know, because Jordan was basically saying how he struggled, right? Or how he struggled to get where he is. He's worked very hard. And shit, what's the nigga name again, Lord? Jalen. And Jalen is like, no, your mother had a really good job. You know, he's from View Park. You never had to struggle like I had to struggle. And Jordan basically told him he didn't get.
What you saying? Like, my mama had to work hours and hours. Like, I didn't have a daddy growing up. What you talking about?
Right. So it was basically that conflict. And then Tylan felt away because it was Gerald's podcast and Gerald did not stand up for her boyfriend and she introduced her boyfriend into the circle. Mm-hmm. And so they basically got into it because of that.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Right. So Ty felt like Gerald should, if we're like being podcasters, it's almost like, let's say we invited.
I also do not care. You really don't even have to explain this.
It's giving next case.
Literally, I was like, I do not care. I don't even care for the breakdown, if I'm being honest.
I'm literally just trying to break it down. I'm like, don't care.
No, okay.
Save your breath, baby.
So the reunion happened.
Right. I was like, the reunion.
And so there was a conversation about that. And so Ty had called Gerald a sociopath because she felt like he was lying about the situation and that he should have been a better moderator on his podcast and had diffused the situation.
A sociopath is a bit extreme.
So yeah. Gerald's girlfriend, her name is Cheryl. Cheryl and Ty were then going at each other and was like, you don't talk
Cheryl to Cheryl from South Central, I think.
Yeah. You don't talk to my nigga like that, regardless of y'all friendship. You don't call him a liar and a sociopath. He's telling you what happened on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, my nigga, her man, who was also on the podcast, told me a different version of the same story. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you watched it back on TV. So you know it wasn't his fault.
It's always just a breakdown in communication. Yeah.
That's all it is. Really, and what I did not like about the conversation is no one held Jordan to the fire.
No one
was just like, all of this that we're discussing is because your ass didn't like the word privilege.
His mama did, though. And I appreciated that his mama held him accountable. She right. was like, she no, actually, know. Sweetie, you ain't have it as bad as some other people. Like, you you're are blessed. Privileged.
Mm-hmm. She told him, look, verbatim, you are privileged because you I invested money in your company and I work at your company.
Yeah, I did see that from the first episode. Yeah. She works there. Well, are they coming back for next season?
Or? I could see them coming back.
I don't know if it was announced yet.
But Issa's executive producer, she also was at the reunion as well. I thought Issa was actually going to do the moderating at the reunion. I was kind of surprised that it wasn't her, but I enjoyed watching it. I felt like I was watching my little cousins.
We did talk about this. No, we did. Because we were talking about the scenes from it. Sorry. The scenes from the episode. I did, and I, because I remember, I'm saying what I'm about to say, that I just thought it was also going to be scripted. Like, I did not think, and it just felt like such fabricated drama to me. I literally could not, like, I was struggling.
Yeah, I get it. Like, yeah, I liked it because, or I liked, it was at one point background music, but I liked seeing just how they filmed in my area and then getting put onto new spots that I didn't know.
Oh yeah, because you were like, you went to like a coffee shop that you found on there?
Yep, and then the gym around the corner. I didn't realize that it was a gym.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's what that was. That's what this is this whole time. I drive past it every day to take my kid to school.
As your kid comes in, Jessie.
I just see two little pop tails.
I love it. I mean, there's so much going on in TV though, like even like daytime TV right now.
So before we do that, let's reset the room before we get into the next
please girl because
iteration of TV.
Woo! We also have some bills to pay.
We got some bills
some
to pay,
bills
y'all. We be right back.
HBCUs are more than a band, more than a football team, more than Greek life, more than education. Historically Black colleges and universities are a place to become, a legacy with heritage of more than 180 years of producing some of the nation's top scholars, politicians, athletes, entertainers, and individuals. Xfinity understands and celebrates all of this with a collection of TV shows, movies, documentaries, and music that captures the Black college experience. Just say HBCU into your Xfinity voice remote. Learn about the sacrifices that students made during the Civil Rights Movement. Be inspired by biographies on educators who went above and beyond. Kick back with the sound of the band or the sounds of the yard with an HBCU playlist. Best of all, it's included with your Xfinity service. From the yard to the end zone, the classroom to the frat, Xfinity has the HBCU experience covered. Xfinity is the ultimate in Black storytelling. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires Xfinity TV and on demand. Separate charges apply to on demand and certain streaming services.
So now what is happening on this daytime television? Because The Real is coming for the girls.
Oh, The Real is
real? Is being very real.
Whoever is the talent booker there.
What's going on at The Real?
So they just started their new season. I think it's season 8. Don't quote me on that. It's season 8.
Yep. You are exactly correct.
And as y'all know, Tamara Mowry is no longer a part of the cast. She left after 7 seasons and they replaced her with Garzelle Bouveau, something. Our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, darling. I also must say that I'm so here for the rebrand of her. Okay. I feel like she was gone for a little bit. Now she's
back with the jump ball.
I do. She get on my nerves a little bit on.
Yeah.
But I'm here.
She does not get on my nerves on Housewives.
A tiny bit sometimes. She just be going like too hard sometimes. But I like her for the most part.
Of them, I would go hard too.
Yeah. No, but I like her overall. I do.
Yeah. I like her in the show. I like her on The Real. She has in the season opening of season 8, Jeannie Mai reveals that she is pregnant by Jeezy. She also deep dives into why she learned to never say never because, you know, she was saying that she never wanted to have kids. But I think it really just kind of reaches back to her, you know, her past and all of that. But basically she was transparent saying like she never felt this safe with anybody. And now that she has found the love of her life, you know, the love that she has for him is making her want to do this. And she's
really annoying. it's annoying because it does seem like she fetishizes Black men a bit. And then, you know, just all her past comments and whatnot. But mm-hmm. she does genuinely look so happy. Like both yeah. of them and Jeezy. Like
Jeezy yeah. does look happy. Yeah.
They both happy. Look so happy that it's like, okay. I mean, and you know, different people bring different things out of you too. Like,
right.
So,
right.
I mean, they need to have the ex-husband, the white man on. I would love to have him on. Cause I'm like, yeah. well, what was going on in your marriage that you did not feel safe? Like, that's a big thing. That's big word. It's not even like, trust, like safety is that's a strong word because
yeah. You kind of fall into safety. That's something that you don't necessarily question until you have to,
and you should. And I mean, you know, you obviously, you shouldn't have to question,
right?
You
know, right, right, like, at all. So, to your point, it's bigger than even like people yeah. don't talk about safety,
yeah. You don't because it's like,
yeah.
to not feel safe in someone's presence, yeah. like that's a whole can nothing else I feel like really happen if I can't be right. safe.
Yeah,
ain't no coming back from that.
Yeah,
and she's also a sexual assault survivor. So she was repeatedly sexually abused by a family member when she was a kid, mm-hmm. which is one reason why she actually was not a part of the most recent episode that aired, which was the interview with Jennifer Hugh, who currently has the lawsuit pending for Kenneth and Nicki Minaj.
Is she suing?
Yes, she's suing for harassment.
Oh, because, for yes, harassment?
For harassment, yes, because... deep dive on this story. You know, Kenneth and Nicki Minaj got married. Kenneth relocated to California and he obviously went to jail for attempted rape or rape or something along those lines, an assault. And when you go to jail for rape or any type of sexual assault, you have to apply to be a sex offender, or you are a sex offender. And if you move or go anywhere, you have to apply to be on the sex offenders list so that if people who buy homes, they can see if they are neighbors with a sex offender. You can't come within certain miles of where children will be if you're a sex offender. It's so many different limitations that they have on people who have this stain on their name. So Kenneth moved to California and did not register to be a sex offender, which then alerted the police and is now reopening his case. So the issue, in comes Jennifer, because Kenneth now is at the point where he could possibly be sent back to jail because of this violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, if Jennifer recants her story and says that this didn't happen, it can basically go away and he can live his life freely.
When did this happen?
She was 15.
So. Okay, because it was like statutory, I think. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She gotta be her like late 30s, early 40s.
Now. They can still the time limitations or the statute of limitations hasn't passed on that.
So I don't think so, because I don't think that that's necessarily a claim, because he was already convicted. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the original case. It's the harassment. Yeah,
it's the harassment. Okay. So that's why I spoke about him failing to register, because that is essentially what brought all of this up. They're basically trying to create an opportunity for him to not go back to jail by harassing her or really trying to persuade her with money to recant her statement.
She said she talked to Nicki though too, right?
Yeah, she said she talked to Nicki. But I did see I guess it was the Neighborhood Talk or one of them like gossip sites, that Jennifer, it was a voice recording of her saying that she did not actually speak to Nicki. And that was
Maya.
Yeah. And that was
on the real that Nicki called her, right?
She said it on the real. Yeah.
She said Nicki called her in March 2020.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with her and Nicki asked her to drop the suit.
Mm-hmm.
I give you a couple.
It was
dollars.
Like 20,000 or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah, I did see that part.
Well, Jennifer said that somebody, one of Nicki's associates, came by her house actually,
and then
put the 20K in her lap as like, I got you.
That's also not a lot of money. No shit.
$20,000.
No shit. When I heard that, I'm like, y'all really didn't want this to go away, because you're not about to pay nobody.
That should have been $2 million, baby.
Yeah, like you're not going to pay nobody. What's somebody going to do with $20,000?
I can blow that tonight.
Literally
could blow it tonight.
Like 20,000, y'all.
It was low key insulting.
I was just about to say it's low key insulting. It is.
Yeah, like if you gonna pay for me to recant my statement,
make bitch, it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I gotta, if you gotta buy my silence, like
buy it, my, ain't gonna be buy cheap. It, buy yeah. it. Like, right. Oh, I wouldn't be on the rail, bitch.
And so it's also funny because the day that they were served papers for this lawsuit from Jennifer was the very same day that Nikki was on the Twitters talking about COVID and how she had it and how her cousin got the vaccine or her cousin friend got the vaccine and his balls were swollen when really it was just an untreated
STD. Girl.
So many of these
too. And she got, you know, yeah, it was a lot of that.
Conditions.
Yeah.
I know someone else said something. I was like, that sounds so absurd.
What I will say is that she did say at one point that she was going to take the vaccine. And that seemed to have been like dismissed in all of the, it was like every side, like the two sides, the anti-vax side and the vaccine side was all like grasping for this story. And it was just,
oh my gosh, it was, this story turned into a whole fucking mess.
Yeah, the news and like weren't people protesting? Yeah, I thought it was fake.
I was home last weekend in Baltimore and my uncle who had no idea who Nicki Minaj was, I literally felt like I was on the podcast, like literally telling him, like I played monster for him, like, all right, let me let you hear this first. So you hear who Nicki is. And then really like what you just was talking about with the whole, her being on Twitter, like just running him through, you know, her discussing that about her cousin, the fucking president of Trinidad and Tobago being like, this didn't really happen. I don't even know your claims.
Yeah.
And then Nikki being on Instagram and tweeting, not tweeting, in her story, posting a picture of a lady, a reporter who went to Trinidad to find said cousin friend with the big ball.
Oh, that's why they had that. Honestly, I scrolled right past all
and
that
she
shit.
Called the lady, said a lady had ugly makeup and was like,
so wait, that whole that, oh, he did that press conference because mm-hmm. the cousin lived there,
right?
Yes, because oh it makes God. Like that's a small country, like yeah. they, you know, and I don't know if they have the same vaccine as the ones that's in the States, whatever, but you know, to them, that was like a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Got it.
Y'all okay. telling us to take this vaccine and we got Nikki, like that's our same. Biggest star out
don't,
of here.
Right.
Like,
don't and, do like, it.
There's questions about it. So he, of course he got to speak about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you got the White House in a press conference, the press secretary and like the fucking reporters asking her, oh, Nikki said that she was invited to the White House to talk about the vaccine. They're like, no, we told Nikki we could do a phone call with her and with a scientist to ask the questions that she needs to ask.
Lord.
And then also Biden did a conference about something unrelated to COVID. And at the end, a reporter is like leaving and asking him like, you know, there's celebrities like Nicki Minaj talking about the vaccine. Like, what are we gonna do in terms of answering her questions? Like, to the president of the United
States. Like, I'm trying to save the refugees from Afghanistan. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Need to be saving them from Haiti.
Hello. Them from fucking Haiti. Honestly, fuck this administration, child.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's actually
fuck this like, whole administration. We haven't seen Kamala since she was fucking at Howard dancing and shit. Where the hell she at?
Well, girl, apparently at The View. Girl, apparently she was at The View. And did y'all see what happened on The View?
And then I don't know where I've been actually watching Scenes from a Marriage. Clearly now, what? Because remember when you sent this the link and I didn't even watch it. So yeah, what is happening on
The View? So like we said, daytime TV is like coming for the nighttime girls.
Yeah, it is.
So on The View, on live television, right? Live TV. People watching this right now. There was a moment when Joy was saying, okay, we have a breaking news announcement. This will probably be, you know, national news when I say this, but we're going to go to a break and we come right back. She comes from the break and you hear a producer basically saying that two women, Sunny and Anna, have to leave the set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my God, like what's happening? And Joy is like, they have tested positive for COVID.
Which is such bullshit. You know they probably have to be tested every day
and it's a rapid
before they even
and it's rapid foot. Yeah, so that's why I was like, that's why I didn't even pay attention to it, because I was like, oh, they're insulting everyone's intelligence as per usual. Like they knew they did or did not have it
before they stepped onto the set.
And what was the breaking news?
that they had COVID and couldn't, had to leave the set.
Now, what was the comments that she made? Who made the comments before about the Haitian refugees?
Sunny. Oh, that was Sunny.
So yeah, I thought it had something to do with that, but I don't.
So in Twitter, on the Twitters now, that's what the people were alluding to, is that because Kamala was a guest that day on the show, Kamala was supposed to be on set with those four women.
Yeah.
But they removed Sunny and Anna, and Sunny was basically talking down on the administration. To G's point, the administration should be doing
about to come at them.
She was literally going to go into Kamala's ass.
Oh, so then that's why. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even know, the second I saw it, I was like, this is about those comments that she made the other day.
I didn't know Kamala was supposed to be there.
Yeah, didn't even know she was supposed to be there.
So Kamala never came on set. She had to do her interview from her dressing room.
Okay.
Because,
but I knew that there was a direct, whatever it was, I was like, this stemmed from those comments she made. Like, that was the worst PR spin to me ever. Like,
oh, that was a
spin. It was
that, like, was. Y'all producers ain't fucking up like that.
They
We are 22 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me 22 minutes into the show, you just found out that Sunny and Anna have COVID?
That was some morning show on Apple TV, House of Cards type shit. Like, wow. The second I was like, whatever comments she made, this is the repercussions of the comments that were made. Because it was like a day or 2 days prior to that.
It was giving, the only way that Kamala's doing this interview is if Sunny is not
there. If she's not there, yeah. And then what other way to do
it? It would have been obvious if they only remove Sunny. So that's why
you can't remove the black woman.
For speaking the truth, or her truth. Wow. No, the truth.
The truth, right.
Her truth.
Because Kamala ran on that whole fucking I'm half Jamaican bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. And Sunny's a lawyer too. So that would have been two lawyers head to head. And she wasn't about to back down on that.
I said, I need to get more into Sunny. I'm like, and it'd be interesting to see, because now she's off for like 2 weeks to see, you know, like, and then there's nothing to really, you can't come back and say too much because it's the whole COVID thing.
Right.
It's just, that's disgusting.
Actually. I mean, we know, I think us being in working in media, that we understand like what's happening in that moment, but you got to think about people that are watching it that don't think like how we're thinking in this moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, it literally
makes sense. No,
it would make sense.
It makes sense.
Like,
no, it does.
You wouldn't question it.
It does make sense,
right?
But, yeah.
But it also, I think the other side of that is like also saying that COVID's very real, and that people can catch COVID and can't be in the same room. It actually did two things at the same time, like how two things could be true.
Mm-hmm.
It also, like, part of it was a PR spin, as well as talking about the fact that COVID is a real thing.
Still use COVID for everything.
Like, well, yeah, but I don't, no one has ever seen on live TV someone be removed from a space.
You know why? Because they would never do that. Also,
right.
Because it was that, like, no one is ever in the history of, like, that would never happen.
It would never happen.
Like, that would never happen. Y'all are tested every fucking morning. Like, that's bullshit.
But you would never see it. And so The View is also on their 25th season. This year is their 25th season. So they're also coming for that Emmy as well.
Yeah. They're bringing back old people or old hosts from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're coming. Wow.
So yeah, the daytime girls are not playing.
Mom.
Oh, it's a battle of the daytime.
But yeah, like when that happened, I was like, oh, this is literally, the producers were like, hey, I have this thing. I'm gonna just 22 minutes in, let's just put that right there.
So yeah. I'm wondering who made that call, because it's like you have a press person, right? To at least keep you abreast on this. So it's like they just told you, Kamala, that you probably shouldn't be in the same room as Sunny. Like, what was this brief like? You know what I mean? I feel like she should have been briefed the day before.
And
like, it could have been way more smooth. Yeah. Right.
Because, but that looks bad. If you pull Sunny, it's like, oh, you can't speak how you feel. And then that's a whole other shitstorm that then you have to worry about.
I mean, like, before, like the day, like, they knew she was coming on, right? She made these comments a few days ago. So it's like, if her press junket, her press person was like, okay, you have The View. We know Sunny made these comments, but we were supposed to be scheduled like on Wednesday. Like, either they need to pull her, figure out a way. Like, I'm just saying, it didn't have to, I don't think it had to be this messy.
Right.
So but I'm curious at like, one point.
I actually, like, from a 50 viewpoint, that actually was the best way. If you pull Kamala, it looks bad because now it looks like you can't deal with the repercussions of what other guests are saying. And it's her show. So now she can't say how she feels on the show. So what I would assume, it's like, hey, she's not going to come unless Sunny's not there. We have to come up with something creative for her not to be there. And then the View can't go to Sunny and say, hey, you can't be on the show because Kamala's on here. That's a whole other shit storm. So the solution then
Sunny ain't going to be quiet about
that. Then the best solution is, you can still blame everything on COVID of like shutdowns or this or that. And
I'm
like,
even throw you a curveball. With guests, not every host is interviewing the guests. Sometimes it's only two or three of the hosts interviewing a guest. It's not everybody.
That's true. That is true.
But to your point,
because it comes down to Sunny. Yeah, that's it. It comes down to her. That's it. It's literally, she made those comments, did not want to put Kamala in the crosshairs of like dealing with all of that because they have never said anything out. They've never spoken on it. So now the View, and you already know where she stands on it. And the View is going to be the first time you're talking about the Haitian refugees. That's not going to happen.
Sonny, you got a little book concept coming out, girl.
Yeah. And like I said, that's just a whole other thing. They like you ain't never spoke about it. And her comments were very truthful.
Yeah.
So it is. It's like, okay, boom.
And you can't talk about it on the View. That's a press conference.
And then you have to say it like that, like it's breaking news, because then it seems so real when it's actually bullshit, as opposed to being like, so Sunny's got tested positive for COVID. You're like, what? It makes it seem so dramatic. Like, let's let her start and then we're gonna pull her. Like it's completely
And of course Joy was the one that had to do it.
Yeah,
it was like, remember when we fired you and brought you back? Okay, so I need this favor real quick. You gotta read this.
TP is so TP, you know, it's like and to the morning show, like that show on Apple TV, like that shit is so cutthroat of like,
oh, I don't watch it. I need to watch it.
It's so good. It's so good. Like between you gotta the rating.
I didn't realize Reese was on there. And I was like, oh my girl, Reese on here.
That show I think is like the amount of money they spent, it's like one of the highest produced shows because they have to spend, they spent all that money on Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, Reese. So they have such big talent because this was like very early on in the Apple TV where they were trying to get people to watch it. So they have all these like mega stars. And it's like the shit that they do in that show, it's like politics, literally like politics.
Yeah, I could see that.
So none of that View shit actually, none of that surprises me whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, so much shit happens behind the scenes that we would just never know.
Never ever know.
Let's get Sunny on the show because I know she got some shit she want to get off her chest. Right, for real.
I'm not even that familiar with her. Like, it makes me want to like now do my research,
like dig into her.
On her,
because you got to imagine having that conversation with you in the morning.
Yeah,
and being like, hey, so Kamala's team does not want you to be a part of this discussion.
So we're going to say you have COVID.
So we're going to say, like, what? And it's like, I'm sorry, like, but you're under contract. So what can you can't.
Oh my God. Yeah, that, like, the contract shit is such a big part of the morning. Obviously, I got to go watch the morning show. And
it's like, you under contract. So you can't, you got to go with what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't talk about it because you're under contract. You're under contract.
Yeah.
Ain't that wild?
All that mean shit I said about you, Kamala, I mean it again. I took it back. Now I mean it again.
I took it back and I mean it again. I'm dead. I am dead. Well, let's pay one more bill.
We love paying these bills.
I know. Listen, the girls have... I posted something yesterday. It said, just paid a bill. I can't keep doing this. So, yeah. Make sure you guys are also subscribing to our Patreon while we're here.
Yes. Shout out to the Patreon. Get exclusive content. I promise there will be some more content coming up. We got to have G do her Bonnie's juicing in the morning. We need to see that.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We need some tea time with tea.
I don't think that little thing, my little face thing ever go out. I don't know.
So it's coming soon. And I don't know what we're doing with G, but we're going to figure that out. But
behind the scenes.
We're gonna have our
own. And if there's segment. Stuff that you guys want to see, let us know also that you want us to see exclusively on the Patreon.
And now let's get into this ad.
This episode of the Oprah Aha Rose Show is brought to you by Aha. Now, before you ask, why are you talking like that? Allow me to explain. Aha is a bold, sparkling water with a 2-in-1 flavor combination in every kahan, like blueberry and pomegranate or lime and watermelon. Some flavors like mahogo and black tea are even caffeinated to put the sparkle in sparkling water. Look for Aha anywhere you buy sparkling water and get your hands on some today. There's a good chance you'll literally never want to drink any other sparkling water ever again. Aha, sparkling water. Now, can I get an aha?
Also, where is Kelly Price? Like, find my good sis. I have been listening to Love Will Set You Free weekly as like a motivational song. There's a shark in the water. There's something fishy going on. Like, we got to find my sis Kelly Price, because I don't know why we haven't known anything for a whole month.
Yeah, I'm confused. And then I guess something came out saying that her attorney said that she's in some type of recovery place. Mm-hmm. But her family still hasn't talked to her. So I don't know. I feel like that's even still a little questionable.
Yeah, her sister came out and said that she hasn't talked to her since August 13th. And on the 13th, she was in the ICU recovering from COVID. And, you know, apparently the attorney's saying that she's, you know, fine and that she's with her her partner. And that they want to talk to her sister.
Yeah, it's something. I hope she is safe and fine and well, and there's lack of, like, there's just maybe not communication, but it definitely sounds a little fishy of
the
whole story. So
I feel like we're just in this part of COVID where just like anything happens and everything just you don't know what's coming next.
Yeah.
There's so many missing people.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. Yes. What was the little boy's name?
Jelani.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman, that was sad.
So many. There was also like a trailer of recovered like kids in Atlanta.
What?
Black kids, yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
But that story kind of got like shoved under the rug because it was the white girl story that was, she was still missing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. You can't remember because she got
it was everywhere. Party. Yeah, I don't remember nobody's names.
Miss Gabby.
Gabby. Yeah. It was the same time that Gabby was still missing.
I mean, it's unfortunate what happened to her, but everybody should have equal, you know,
visibility yes.
and wanting to find, you know, these individuals.
Right.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Michael was trying to tell us.
He was. I'm trying to be a victim of hate. It's like one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs too.
Mm. Damn, RIP to the king.
Mm-hmm.
The king.
I have to put my damn koofy
on. The fact that they try to say, who is Drake a bigger artist than Michael Jackson is actually.
Or no, the fact that Drake tries to say that he is a bigger artist than.
He thinks that?
It's a line. He says it in it's a song. It's It's a song on CLB. He says he compares himself to, he doesn't say I'm better than, but it's something about I can't remember the exact, I know
everyone. You would have thought I was Michael Jackson.
Something like that, yeah. Which I love CLB though. I love it so much.
I mean, Drake equates himself to Michael or the Beatles.
Yeah.
And how Nicki equates herself to Aretha.
She does.
Excuse me.
All right. On that note, it's time to end the show because Nicki will never. Okay. And on that note, like I said, the quote of the day is how things happen is unusually unseen. You happen to be at the right place at the right time. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a phone call coming in. It was just a lot of shit happened. Okay. How things happen is unusually unseen. You happen to be at the right place at the right time. You experience alignments you can't explain. Things come together unexpectedly. This is the power at work. Rest your mind and forget the how and when. Just know and go forward. Oh, child. Sorry. Struggling.
I don't even know.
I don't either. It sounded very confusing. Reading it sounded great. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was
like, hey, yo.
Child, go well and prosper. Shit, that's the quote of the day. I don't know what the fuck. Y'all, I had posted it and it, like, I liked it when I posted it, but read it out loud. I was like, what?
What?
And then you get a little annoying phone call. I hate when people like joint FaceTime call me. And I was like, what
is joint FaceTime call you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what? Anywho, well, be blessed. Stay black. Be blessed.
Yes.
Stay black, stay safe.
We love y'all. Like, love you. And I love y'all, TT and Gigi. I love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. Mm. Mm. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.